What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Here he comes, our Broncos insider. Really the best in the biz, if you ask me. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man. Is Sean Payton saying too much at this point? Or I mean, you got to be loving this because it's, you know, you got quotes all over the place coming out.
You know, Sean Payton doesn't talk often, but when he does, not only does he love to just keep talking, but he's pretty juicy with what he tells us.
Are you one of them? Are you one of the reporters, Zach, that's crowding the plate? Are you one of those guys? Because I love that comment. Hey, when they start crowding the plate, I hit them with a little chin music there once in a while. You're not one of those guys, though, right, Zach? Come on.
It depends, I guess. It depends. But I guess I'm just good at, or I'm trying to become good at ducking.
That was the night last night, right? The Avs took care of the Ducks. Joel Embiid was ducking the Nuggets, and Sean Payton's not ducking any questions from you guys, man. So, I mean, you got a lot of Ducks.
Man.
It's great.
Oh, it's so true. And look, Sean's doing things different in Denver in many ways, but one of them is in regards to the media. He does not speak with the media often at all. At this point, we probably would have talked to a regular head coach already a couple of times in the offseason. So far, we just talked to him once at the combine and then yesterday as well. But when he does talk, man, does he love to tell us details, including just straight up that the Broncos are not going to trade Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. That's what he said yesterday.
Yeah, and I want to get into so much with you. Do you think that he's doing this on purpose? When he's out being very vocal, he knows what Nathaniel Hackett did last year. It was all like, I love everybody, everybody's great, everyone's going to be amazing. Is he doing this on purpose, or is this just Sean Payton?
You know, I think it is a little bit of both. Sean Payton is a very smart guy. He was in the media last year, so he got to see what the Broncos were doing, what they were doing wrong, what Nathaniel Hackett was saying, and what didn't work. He's very aware of kind of the pressure points for the Broncos fan base and what they want to hear. And, boy, is he making sure that they hear what they want to hear. I mean, he's saying that, of course, players are going to play in the preseason. It's the preseason. That's what it's for. Of course, that's a completely different direction than the Broncos took last year, where it was all about just keeping guys healthy and ready to go for the regular season. When talking about Russell Wilson, it couldn't be any more different than the way Nathaniel Hackett talked about Russell Wilson. Nathaniel Hackett was very public about, this is Russ's team. We're doing whatever Russ wants. We're catering the offense to him. We're letting him have whatever he wants off the field. That was very, very public. And you know what? If you have a superstar quarterback that plays up to that, no one is going to question that. But when you have a superstar quarterback that doesn't play up to it, yet they're getting all of those benefits, then we saw what happened last year, and the team falls apart around him, and then the coach gets fired before the year's even over. Sean Payton couldn't be taking a more different approach. Brady, every time we've talked to Sean Payton, from the opening press conference to the combine to yesterday, Sean Payton, when asked about Russell Wilson, will say one sentence about Russ and then move in a different direction however he can. He did that again yesterday. He said Russ is very talented, Russ is a very hard worker, and then completely moved to a different part of the conversation. And then when asked about Jarrett Stidham, on the other hand, he talks about how Jarrett Stidham could be a future starter in the NFL, how he had a great game against the 49ers in one of his two starts last year, how he has all the things to become an NFL starter, and how he might become an NFL starter one day for the Broncos. And that just couldn't be more different. We're talking about a backup quarterback making $5 million that he is unafraid to praise, compared to a $50 million superstar quarterback who you just gave up the farm for a year ago, who he's really only willing to say one sentence about before moving forward.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. A big takeaway there that, you know, yeah, Russ is fine, blah, blah, blah. But Jarrett Stidham, man, he could be a starter for us. He could be you never know, man. So that one's something to watch out for. I'm curious to see how Russell will handle all of this when it comes time to get out there on the field. But you talked about it with the wide receivers. We've been thinking about it for a lot the last couple of weeks. Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton. according to Sean Payton, they're not, and George Payton too, they're not going anywhere. Is that lip service? Is that playing the game? Or do you really believe that those two guys, even with bringing in Callaway, that those two guys are safe on the Broncos roster?
I'm going to sneak right in between those two options and go in the middle, Brady, because it is clear that the Broncos are asking for a lot for either wide receiver in order for them to trade him. They want a first for Jerry Jeudy. They want close to a second to Courtland Sutton, in my understanding, and they're not willing to budge on that right now. However, Sean Payton even mentioned it yesterday. He thinks that this speculation is going to continue. He said that right after he shot it down. So why does he think speculation is going to continue? Well, Brady, it's because the Broncos are willing to trade one of these guys at the right price. Now, I still am leaning that the Broncos are going to move one of these guys come the draft, whether it's a day before the draft, whether it's on draft day or day two of the draft. I think a deal still gets done because the Broncos, both of these guys' names have been mentioned in trade rumors for over a month now. That only happens because there's interest from teams and there's interest from the Broncos. If these guys were completely being shut down in trade talks, then you know what? We wouldn't have heard rumors continue to float out there for over a month. I think eventually, once the draft comes around, one of the teams, whether it's the Broncos, they budge a little bit and take a second for Jerry Jeudy or a fourth for Tim Patrick, or Courtland Sutton, or another team says, okay, fine. This isn't a great wide receiver draft. We'll give you a first for Jerry Jeudy in order to get who we think is a first-round pick.
And that's what's interesting about it. Okay, let's assume that one of them goes. Well, the higher value is going to come back to you with Jerry Jeudy, but it just seems like Jeudy probably fits this because you have your Tim Patrick. You have your tough guy that's going to go block and dig out safeties. Don't you want the explosive Jerry Jeudy to pair with that? But then on the flip side of that, you get a lot more value if you're able to move Jeudy.
Yeah, it's very true, and so you have to look and say, what's more important, having the first-round pick, an early second-round pick if you were to move on from Jerry Jeudy, but you're creating a spot, a hole in your wide receiver unit, or is it more important to just save some cap space by moving on from Courtland Sutton? Broncos save about $7 million this year, $18 million next year by moving on from him this year, and get a fourth back. That's going to be something that they have to answer. But the way that I know George Payton operates, he loves draft picks, and he wants draft picks. And the first-round pick, a lot more valuable than potentially a third- or fourth-round pick that you're going to get with Sutton. And really, Jerry Jeudy's name has been the hotter name in trade conversations over these past few weeks. But, Brady, one other thing that I didn't mention earlier, the Broncos do need to start doing some makeup with Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, because we saw Courtland Sutton put a tweet out there a couple of weeks ago saying that he wants to be somewhere where he's appreciated and valued. Jerry Jeudy has not taken to social media yet, but these guys are clearly hearing the trade talks, and the Broncos, they're not just going to give one of these guys away, so there is a chance that they're both on the team next year. And I think that yesterday was Sean Payton and George Payton trying to repair the relationship a little bit, and I think that's something that's smart and that they have to start doing.
Okay, Zach, so let's assume no movement. We go into the season with these receivers. What's the depth chart? Who's wide receiver number one?
Yeah, it has to be Jerry Jeudy. The way he ended the season last year, and if the Broncos really aren't willing to take a second-round pick, there was an offer reportedly from the Patriots, a second and a fourth-round pick. They turned that down. If they're not willing to take a second-round pick for Jerry Jeudy, it means that they truly believe he's their number one receiver. Where it gets a little interesting is, what about that number two spot? Is it Tim Patrick? Is it Courtland Sutton? I would say if Tim Patrick wasn't coming off an injury, I would give that nod to Tim Patrick being the guy ahead of Courtland Sutton. But he is coming off a big-time injury. How is he going to rebound from that? That's why probably to start the season, he's going to you're probably going to look at Courtland Sutton being that guy, but I would not be surprised if Tim takes that over.
And what about KJ Hamler? Obviously a bummer hearing the news of his situation with the surgery. You're hoping that you'll see him in training camp. This is a guy that just really hasn't been healthy. But, man, if he can stay healthy, don't you really think he could be a really good slot-type receiver for Denver? But, again, the big question is, can you stay healthy?
Yeah, and really, I mean, it's such a shame that KJ got hurt. again because it's going to limit him. He's not going to be able to participate in the offseason program. I'm not counting on him to be ready for the beginning of training camp. And then when he is ready to come back, Brady, you're going to have to bring him along very slowly because he's had hamstring injuries in the past. And one of the worst things you can do for someone with tight hamstrings is just rush them right away and to come back. So I'm not counting on him this year, and I think the Broncos need to not be counting on him either. And if you get something from him, that's just a great bonus. But, man, would KJ be such a great fit with Sean Payton? Because one thing that Sean Payton does so well as a coach is he'll take whatever a player is good at, whether that's everything, whether it's one specific thing, and he'll find a role for them on game day. KJ Hamler, he's not your all-around type of receiver. He's not going to be on the field for 95% of the snaps, catching 100 passes a year, but he is such a good deep threat and threat that Sean Payton would find such a dynamic role for him. But I think the Broncos now, whether it's in the draft, whether it's trying to develop Montrell Washington, whether it's finding a free agent, they need to go find someone who can be that deep, explosive, fast threat down the field. And if KJ's healthy, then that's great. But if not, then you have someone waiting in the wings to become that guy in the future.
Zach, we know they've done a lot of work filling the holes that they needed to get to in free agency. But as we get closer and closer to the draft, we all know the status of the draft picks. Not a lot, at least of those top tier ones. What is the number one focus for the Paytons and the Denver Broncos? Number one position that they are really looking at in the draft, at least in your mind right now.
Center. And it just has to be center. That position is so important. It's the brains of the offensive line. And straight up, they have not had good enough play at center. In fact, over the past few years, their best play at center was probably Graham Glasgow last year when he filled in for Lloyd Cushenberry when he got hurt. Now Graham is no longer here. He re-signed with the Detroit Lions this offseason. And Cushenberry, I know Sean Payton said yesterday that Cushenberry is their starting center, but that's because they really haven't brought anyone else in. They did bring a little bit of depth in there, but it's not really someone to compete with Lloyd for that job. But I expect center to be the position that they target with one of their third-round picks, and that guy is going to come in and compete right away. And if they get a new center, then you're going to have so many new spots on that offensive line. Over 50% of the offensive line will be new starters come this year. And I just think that that's the position that they're going to target with one of their first picks in the draft.
Zach Stevens joining us. Zach, based on what you've learned so far and just looking at Sean Payton's history, how much can we expect the tight end to be involved with this offense? And the two-parter to that is, are you happy with your tight end situation?
Yeah, I think for right now, I think you can expect a lot from the Broncos tight ends. And look, they brought in Chris Manhertz to be a very specific, pretty much sixth offensive lineman. He's going to have a big role on this team because when you think of Sean Payton's offenses in the past, you think of, Drew Brees, air raid, 5,000 yards. Yes, he can do that, but he's not planning on doing that this year at all. He's planning on running the darn ball. When you look at Ben Powers, when you look at Mike McGlinchey, when you look at Chris Manhertz, they brought in a fullback. They brought in a 240-pound Samaje Perine running back. They are going to run the dang ball, Brady. And so that's what this offense is going to do. That's what Chris Manhertz is here to do. And then they have their passing threat in Greg Dulcich. They hope that he can develop into more of an all-around tight end, but with Chris Manhertz there, they're not going to be having to rely on Greg Dulcich to be a blocking tight end, and so they're going to use Greg Dulcich as that receiving tight end, and I think he's going to be used a lot in this offense. Specifically, if you're not able to find a real slot receiver for this offense, Greg Dulcich is a great person to use there, and we've seen it in the past. Sean Payton knows how to use tight ends, get them open, get them 1,000-yard receiving seasons. So I expect a big year from Greg Dulcich if he's able to stay healthy, which unfortunately there's a lot of players on this team that you say, man, so talented, but health is a big factor. Greg Dulcich is one of them.
Well, I hope he can stay healthy because that's one guy right there that I circle, and I really think if he can, like you said, if he can stay healthy, stay on the field, he could make a big impact. Zach, we just took you through it, man. Nobody better. Appreciate you as always, and we'll look out and follow you nonstop to see what's going on with this Broncos team and what Sean Payton has to say, what any of the Paytons have to say. Love it, man. Nobody better.
Yeah, man, it's fun following the law from a Peyton and Peyton right now.
I absolutely love the Peytons. It makes it easier. You can just kind of round it out. The Peytons had this to say. Love it, man.
Except Zach, the spelling is tough. The spelling gets tough.
That's where it gets you, man. That's where it throws you off. All right, my man. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you as always. Look forward to catching up with you.
Love being on, Brady. Thank you.
All right, 11:52 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.